Warning. This article contains content related to domestic violence, gender-based violence, which may be distressing to some readers. Reader discretion is advised. If you or someone you know has been harmed by domestic violence, gender-based violence, contact Archway Society for Domestic Peace at 250-542-1122, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The early court proceedings for a man accused of murdering his ex-wife in the North Okanagan are starting off at a snail's pace. Vitaly Stefanski is accused of second-degree murder in relation to the death of Tatiana Stefanski, a Lumbee mother whose body was found in a rural area near the community on April 14, one day after she was allegedly abducted. On July 25, Stefanski made his first court appearance on the charge, appearing by video in Vernon Court from the Kamloops Regional Correctional Center, where he is being held in custody. But after some confusion as to who his lawyer will be, the hearing to consult legal counsel was adjourned. On Thursday, August 1, Stefanski returned to court by video, but again the matter was adjourned, this time to give his counsel time to review disclosure. Damien Darby, communications counsel for the BC Prosecution Service, said Stefanski is due back in court Thursday, August 15. Darby said the BC Prosecution Service has been informed that Tony Lajmat is the lawyer that will represent Stefanski, though Laura McPheeters appeared as an agent in place of Lajmat Thursday and requested the adjournment. Tatiana's partner, Jason Gaudrault, launched a Justice for Tatiana movement in the wake of her death, calling for reforms to the justice system, including how victims like his family, who went into hiding while Stefanski was out of custody, are handled. Gaudrault has said he believes first-degree murder is more appropriate than second-degree in this case. The lead-up to Tatiana's death has been put under scrutiny, with Gaudrault saying he and Tatiana went to police to report death threats against her in December, months before her alleged abduction and subsequent death. BC's police watchdog, the Independent Investigations Office, IIO, is probing how the RCMP handled the reports in December, to determine whether police action or inaction may have played a role in the woman's death. Stefanski has been in custody since he was charged with second-degree murder on May 31.